Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And we will take it away. Frank Bassett joining you this morning instead of Tim Matthews. I'm in the studio in Nashville, and usually I'm out on the road, as you all know. And Tim's in the studio in Dallas. But we have a special event that's going on in the Dallas, Texas area at Las Colinas. And Tim Matthews is live from the Media Center at the Club Court Classic. Tim, are you there, buddy?
I'm here, Frank. How you doing? How's good. Everything in Nashville?
Good. It's great. It's. I'd rather be there with you guys. I know you're having a lot of fun, and this is, I guess, the inaugural tournament there, right?
It is, yep. We're at the Las Colinas Country Club for the Club Court Classic, which we're going to talk with our new good friend here, is the Chief Marketing Officer, Jim Barra, with Club Corp, which also has some announcements, so we'll only call it Club Corp maybe for the next few minutes, and then we're going to switch over, and I'll explain why all that's happening. But yeah, Frank, this is a really cool tournament. It's all part of the PGA Tour Champions season, and it's the first inaugural, as we said, tournament here at Las Colinas Country Club. And the unique part about it, while you're also going to be able to see the Corey Pavins and the Retief Goossens and the guys you normally see on the Champions Tour, it's got a celebrity component to it. So you kind of look at the Tahoe event, right, that everybody watches in the summertime, and combine those. So you've got Tony Romo and Larry the Cable Guy and Ray Allen, NBA player, Anthony Anderson, the actor. So a lot of great celebrities are here, too. And they, Frank, will actually have a chance to earn money. I mean, a lot of times those celebrity tournaments, they're kind of there just to be part of it, and they're like shaking hands and waving to people. Yeah. This is actually a very competitive part where those guys are playing for a pretty good chunk of money as well, the ones that are not amateurs. And so that's a uniqueness about this tournament here.
Let me ask you this. Has are any of the baseball players, who is Smoltz playing in this one?
Smoltz is here. Mark Mulder is here.
Yep.
We've got a good Pudge Rodriguez. We've got a good contingent.
Pudge is a competitor. That voice you hear is the Chief Marketing Officer, I believe I said that correctly, of Club Corp. And
exactly,
that's Jim
right.
Barra. Jim, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you, Frank. Great to be here.
Welcome to Club Corp.
Thanks
too.
For having me. Yes.
Because this is a new gig for you.
Yeah, just out of my probationary period. Started December 1 and heading into, I guess, month 6. So far, so good.
Yeah. It's been very nice to get to know you here in just a little bit, and we'll get to know you a little bit better as it's going. Before we even get into the tournament, which is an awesome event, we're really excited about it, which is kicking off already right now this morning, 3 days, obviously Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But tell us about the big announcement that came up, because while this is called the Club Corp Classic, it won't be very long. And as we were saying, keep your merchandise. If you're around here and you happen to go, it won't be the Club Corp Classic anymore after this year. Explain what's going on.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. So this morning we announced that we were actually rebranding the company. Club Corp has been in business for 65 years, started with a single club, Brookhaven, here in Dallas. And as I mentioned, I started in December, and one of the first assignments was really to take a look at how we could rebrand and reposition the company. So today we announced that Club Corp is becoming Invited, and we think that's a great name for us, because what our clubs do at the end of the day, and we have more than 200 of them across the country, is really it brings people together. There's this welcoming, this notion of invitation, and we think that's the business that we're in. We know that's the business we're in, and we're really excited about the new name, and it'll start to roll out here in the coming months.
So it will be the Invited Classic?
It'll be the Invited Celebrity Classic.
Celebrity
so
Classic.
I think we're going to add celebrity, because it's obviously a part of what makes this tournament so unique, along with the fact that we have actually 10 Club Corp members, 5 in the gross division, 5 in the net division, who've gone through a pretty rigorous regional qualification process. Then we had the Nationals here at Hackberry Monday and Tuesday here in Dallas, and 10 players out of 40 actually won their tour card to compete inside the ropes this weekend with some of the best players on the Champions Tour and all the celebrities, which is, you know, a dream come true for a golfer, right?
It's amazing. And Frank, so just so you understand, you now have a chance, because you're a member of a Club Corp, now invited club in Nashville. Work on your game, Frank.
And probably in the net division, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. And you could get into this tournament next year.
Did somebody tell you about the Golf Writers Association of America Champion Golfer of the Year a couple of years ago
Low Net? Nobody told anybody. No.
Low Net. I won Low Net, okay, in the GWAA.
I said one thing.
And I got to tell you. I got to tell you. Gary Van Sickle was the president. Gary Van Sickle was the president. He awarded me the trophy. And I had to, he was my first interview that Sports Illustrated wanted me to interview at the Masters this year. The first thing he said to me, he called me a bad name, including the term sandbagger. So he wasn't very nice. And he did that on the air on TV.
Fits, right?
Yeah. It didn't. I had a great day. Come on, I had a good day. Hey, Jim,
Hot putter.
Let me ask you this. How's your golf game? Is it good?
My golf game's pretty good, and interestingly, this week, it's kind of a reunion for guys who grew up in Minnesota. So I actually played on Cameron Beckman's high school team. We overlapped for a couple of years and also played a number of tournaments, junior tournaments, with Tim Herron. And Tom Lehman was on the scene as well, so it's kind of cool to see all these Minnesotans in the field. So I grew up playing competitive golf, and today I'm around a 3 handicap, depending on the day.
Tim, I hope you brought your wallet if you play golf with him, because you're going to owe him some money.
We got a game. We got a game we're going to have to set up here. And we're talking again with Jim Barra. He is the chief marketing officer for Club Corp, soon to be, and currently now called Invited, but we'll call it Club Corp now just for the
this week we're Club Corp. That's all good.
Because it's Club Corp. And again, the celebrity part of this is interesting because they're playing a Stableford system. So just so not to confuse people, Frank, there's the tournament going on with the tour pros, the guys everybody knows. Then there's the celebrities playing their own Stableford scoring tournament within the same groups that they're playing with. And the pot of gold for those guys is what, $500,000?
$500,000, yeah.
First place is Stableford. What?
I think first place is just north of 200.
I mean, so...
Yeah, it's a real payday.
Pretty
and
exciting.
They're competitive. You know how these guys are. And once you get inside the ropes and tee it up, you're there to win. And it's going to be a really interesting field. The format's great. We actually have 4 trophies we'll award on Sunday, right? We've got the champions winner, obviously, and the celebrity winner, and then the 2 Club Corp members that we mentioned, both for gross and net. So it's going to be a fun trophy presentation logistically, but we're really excited about it.
Well, Smoltz's got some game, so I don't know.
Big time.
Big time game. I've played with him.
Well,
absolutely. It's going to be fun. Hey, let's get
names.
To I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Frank, here's some of the bigger names just to give people an idea, or some of the groups. John Daly is playing with Anthony Anderson from Black-ish and Larry the Cable Guy. I was watching him swing the other day.
Oh, Lord.
And that's a perfect name for Larry's swing. Lee Jansen is playing with Pudge Rodriguez and Kenny Rogers, former pitcher for the Rangers. Detroit had a perfect game.
Yeah.
Scott Perrell is playing with Colin Montgomery, Greg Maddux, and John Lester. A couple of pitchers there.
Maddux can really play, too.
Yes,
and
he can.
Tony Romo is playing with Alex. I always say his name wrong.
Chayka.
Wow. I always have the worst time with that name. There's too many vowels in there. But that's who Ray Allen and Tony Romo are playing with, too, and David Thoms. So there's some great groups out here. You expect some good crowds, some people to come out here and really enjoy this, not only for the champions, guys, but you have a great combination with
absolutely. For year one, I think we'll see, you know, north of 30,000 to 40,000 people come out this week. And, you know, the course is set up beautifully for spectators. There's a lot to do. And, again, I think the chance to see celebrities and pros on the same venue playing pretty competitively is pretty exciting. And we're thrilled to bring golf back to this area, to Las Colinas. And the club, Las Colinas Country Club, has gone through a multi-million-dollar renovation.
Yeah,
so we've left no stone unturned. So we're really excited for her close-up.
Yeah, Las Colinas is a gorgeous gorgeous area right there. I love it. And spent some time out there at when Ron Palmer had his event, too. And Jordan Spieth, by the way, his event there. So
yeah, the Four Seasons, where they played the Byron Nelson forever, is only, stone throw, literally.
Yeah, right 3-wood away. Yep.
It's a 3-wood. Maybe a hybrid.
Wind.
Hey, Jim, let me ask you this. I know from the past what Club Corp, now Invited, was doing with, I would say, member experience, you know, for the member experience.
Yes.
And the things that you've done in Dallas, you've put in simulators and for year-round golf. And tell us a little bit about that whole program. I think you're rolling it out to other Club Corp facilities now, are you?
Yeah, we have a fourth line of business, which we really call our rocket ship, and that's Big Shots Golf. And it's similar to a Top Golf. You know, it's golf entertainment. We've upgraded the technology to TrackMan, so you can play simulated courses. And if you really want to go in and work on your game and look at your statistics, you can take that approach. And then there's super fun, almost arcade-esque games that you can play at Big Shots Golf. And then The other thing that's really nice about it is we've upgraded the food. So we make our pizza crust from scratch, incredible burger. So it's sports bar food, but we've really elevated it. And we just opened our first owned store, if you will, in Bryan, Texas, so right at Texas A&M. And it's off to a great start. And we just announced a build-out at Firestone, which is one of our premier clubs that we obviously own, and is actually, if you know this, that's the second most televised golf course in the world behind, of course, Augusta National. So
is that right?
adding a big shots to that location, we think will just make that experience even more wonderful for the members. And then for people who come in, you can stay and play, obviously, at Firestone as well.
And you've got like five in the works, do you not, or something?
Yep, we've got a pretty good pipeline coming up, and we think we'll get to, you know, north of 50 in the next 5 to 6 years.
That's fabulous.
Big. We've looked, there's 250 markets today that we think can support easily a big shot. So there's a lot of white space here in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, Club Corp has always been about the family experience and, you know, bringing people together. So Invited, I think, is a perfect name. You came up with a really good one. But Firestone, I want to back up for a minute. I spent some time at Firestone. Tommy Moore was the head pro there. I think he's since left and gone to Austin, Texas. But Jay Walkenstein, is that Jay's the general manager there still, I believe, at Firestone?
I believe
correct?
That's right. Yeah. I'm still meeting everyone. Okay. I've got a lot of folks to meet still.
The story, where I'm going with this, is I did stay and get to play. And Firestone, for all the people out there, is one heck of an experience. I mean, if you have not been to Firestone Country Club and played any of their courses, it is an unbelievable experience to go. And if you're a member of a Club Corp club or invited to club, you're a member at all of the clubs, so you can be a member for a day anywhere. Or I'm sorry, you can be a member anywhere, go play, use their facilities, and use the big shots, because that's really going to be cool for the member experience, I think. Did we lose your voice? Oh, there you are.
You're cutting in and out there. You're cutting in and out there, Frank.
Sorry.
Is that your experience in Club Corp has been about, Invited's going to be about even more, because you guys are, in addition to golf, which has been the core, but pickleball and other activities
right.
are really taking over.
It's a broad lifestyle opportunity for our members, right? So whether it's aquatics, family hang time, fine dining, fitness. So golf certainly is in the core, but we've really seen tremendous growth in terms of membership wanting to pick up other aspects of what our clubs can deliver so well.
And invited.com?
Invitedclubs.com will be the ultimate domain.
Place to go to.
Yep.
We'll
transition
there.
That in the next month. So clubcorp.com still works. You'll be able to get to all your content and information there. But next month we'll move to invitedclubs.com.
So when you go online to pay your bill, it'll still be functional. You can still do that. I just want to make sure.
Yes, I'm pretty sure
that's the point.
It would be career limiting if I was to mess that up, right?
Stop paying those bills. I don't know where to go. I'm all confused. Jim Barrett is the chief marketing officer for Club Corp, and we're here in Las Colinas at the Country Club and getting ready for the Club Corp Classic. Are you going to have a chance to get out on the course and watch some of these guys play? By the way, Frank, I was talking with Paul Stankowski, who's playing in this, got a special invite, thanks to you guys, to play in this tournament. And Paul is a good friend of ours and is on the show and a lot of the time. Talking about the wind, which could kick up to 30, 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's going to gust. It's
really
going to gust.
Crazy. Are you going to get out there and it's going to mess your hair up and everything?
Oh, yeah, my bald head. I've got perfect high wind, North Texas wind hair. I definitely plan to. I want to see how they handle the greens. So I think one of the most challenging parts of this course is the greens complexes, that you can put the pins in some pretty tough spots. And as the wind starts to dry things out, it's going to make it interesting for them. So, yeah, I definitely plan to spend the majority of the next couple of days out there watching them persevere through the wind.
It is a gorgeous facility, and Las Colinas Country Club, as you said, has gone through a lot of changes, a lot of updates in the past couple of years. Was that all because, I mean, before it was even announced, you knew this was coming even 2 and 3 years ago, do you think?
No, we recognized that when David Pillsbury, our leader and CEO, came in, and the new management team, which I've just recently joined, that we have this jewel here in Las Colinas. You know, rich history. Byron Nelson is a founding member. Great layout, and it just needed capital, it needed investment to bring it back to its full potential, and now it's there, and it's fun now to be able to show it off to the world. So it was always in our plans to do that, and then when this opportunity came up to sponsor this event and bring it to Las Colinas, it made all the sense in the world, since Dallas is our home, and it's where we started 65 years ago, so it's super cool to bring it all back around.
Yeah. Where else were we, Frank? Have we not been at other Club Corp? Where were we?
We've been everywhere. Good gracious. We've been all over the place at Club Corp.
Yeah, so next year we'll have 6 professional tournaments. So we'll have the Honda. We manage PGA National. We just announced with the Champions Tour that we're going to rotate between Mission Hills and Indian Wells. Nice. We have the Insperity here next week at the Woodlands. And then we host the Bridgestone at Firestone. So
you guys are well invested into Camp
Ponte Vedra. And then Craig Ranch for the Byron, obviously, in 2 weeks. Yeah. So it's a great rotation for us.
Y'all are very invested in Camp Ponte Vedra, as we like to call it, at the PGA Tour. So, you're doing a lot with the tour. And what goes along with that is the money that's raised for charity at all of these events, which is what it's all about, right? Timmy?
Yeah, Frank, I'm so glad you brought that up. So this week we have 2 tremendous partners. We have the Momentous Institute here in Dallas, which helps children who've really have some emotional and mental distress with counseling. They touch more than 5,000 children every year through their programming and through their school. And then a long-term partner for us has been the First Tee of Dallas and the First Tee of Fort Worth. And we have a program that we're particularly proud of that's called the Gateway Program. And what we've done there in Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta is we've actually provided Gateway members, participants, with full membership to our golf and country clubs. So these are kids that typically wouldn't have access to the facilities that we provide. They're able to use the practice facilities, have instruction, play golf anytime they would like. And then the other thing we do, which is really powerful, is we pair them up with a member or a team member as a mentor. And so life lessons and counseling and coaching also takes place. Plus, just it's an incredible facility for them to work on their games and continue to improve in this wonderful sport.
It's, I think, set up for this tournament in particular, but for the future as well. Set up great here at Las Colinas Country Club. And as you said, you guys are, and Frank said too, so invested in offering some great facilities that I think, Frank, we're going to have to take some road trips and do some broadcasting from some of those events, those Club Corps soon to be invited events and locations all around the country. To focus on that because we
have 160 clubs, so I think we got a road trip, the three of us, right?
But let's do it.
We just need a fourth. Yeah. We'll have to figure that out.
We got to find out where we're.
We just got to get a couple of black Suburbans. You know, that's it. Black Suburbans, Tim, and we'll just go in a caravan.
Oh yeah.
There's a few of them in Texas, so we can probably round them up.
Hey, let me before you let Jim go. I have to ask him this question. Got to ask him this question, Jim. Who's the best golfer in Texas?
The best golf. I'm going to say Jordan Spieth just because he obviously did pretty well here a week ago. And
you know what?
Or Scheffler.
Scheffler's number one in the nation, but number one in the world. But I'll tell you, Jordan Spieth's one of our favorite people. So is Scotty Scheffler, and so is Paul Stankowski and Hunter Mahan and all those guys. You guys, they're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
It's a long list.
Have a lot of strong players.
I'd probably put Hogan at the top, right? If I had to pick of all time, it would have to be Hogan, but. But, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch Scheffler. He's incredible, and obviously what he demonstrated at Augusta was spectacular.
Well, you have two, in my opinion.
I'd love to four-putt to win the Masters. Yeah. That would be a blast.
You've got all those guys going to the Byron Nelson. We go to Craig Ranch pretty soon.
So. Very full field.
Yeah. All the big Texans.
It's going to be great. Yeah, we're really excited for it.
You've got a great job.
Great event.
Yeah, it is great.
he does have a good job.
Nice. Well, Jim, we know you're busy. And you got a lot of things you got to get to and get around. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll be talking to you more and get more updates about what's going on as different tournaments from Club Corp invited continues down the road.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been fantastic and look forward to more sessions and getting out on the road with you all.
Thanks, Jim. We look forward to it too, buddy. Have a great tournament.
Hey, Frank.
Thank you. We will. Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it.
Frank, let's take a quick timeout break as we let Jim get untangled here from our little weave of cords that we put him into. And then we'll come back. We'll talk some more about this tournament and some other things happening in the world of golf, okay?
Sounds good. You're listening to Golf Talk America. It's role reversal this week, Tim. That's why we're stepping on each other.
You said. I'm sorry.
You're listening to Golf Talk America, and we are live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at Las Colinas for the Club Corp Classic, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Guys, just because it's spring doesn't mean you have to spend your time hunting for eggs. The right pair of underwear puts all your eggs in one basket and keeps them there. That's Tommy John's Hammock Pouch Underwear. When you're wearing Tommy John's Hammock Pouch Underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better.
and they have dozens of comfort innovations. Once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Innovations such as an air mesh interior hammock and moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Plus, the legs never ride up, and Tommy John underwear comes with a non-rolling waistband for the perfect fit. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. I know, because I'm one of them. They're one of the best pairs of underwear I've ever worn. As much as I travel on the PGA Tour week in and week out and doing TV and radio, they never have failed me. And guess what? Shipping and returns are free because every pair is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, and it's free guarantee. Folks, it's Tommy John's anniversary month, so whether you're trying them for the first time or a longtime fan, get 25% off site-wide right now at TommyJohn.com/golftalk. Go to TommyJohn.com/golftalk today for 25% off. TommyJohn.com/golftalk. See site for details. And welcome back, everybody. Frank Bassett rejoining you without Tim Matthews. I think Tim and our good friends from Club Corp all ran out on the golf course to follow Tony Romo. We're going to have an update on Monday for you, too, because we're thinking Tony Romo may do this. I mean, we really are thinking Tony Romo may win this thing. Hey, he and Marty Fish go pretty hard at it. So we'll see what happens. You'll know more on Monday after this week is over with. But the first tournament there at Ford Club Corp, the Club Corp Classic, I should say, the first tournament that they've sponsored there as the Club Corp Classic, which will become the Invited Clubs Classic, or Invited Classic. So we'll see how that goes, too. Thanks to our good friend Jim. We appreciate it. Club Corp is a wonderful sponsor of this show, and they have been for a long, long time. And hopefully you're going to hear more from us at more Club Corp member clubs and events that, I should say, more invited member events that are going to happen in 2022-2023. Also, thanks to the French Lick Resort, as always, for being a great sponsor of Golf Talk America. We appreciate them, too. Thanks to Tim Matthews for going out on the golf course and wandering around and probably having a cocktail and having a good time. So, whatever. Remember, go to clubcourt.com and check out everything they have to offer, as well as go to frenchlick.com and check them out also. Appreciate you both, guys. Thanks for listening, everybody. Short edition of Golf Talk America. It's going to be a big week next week.